It was my husband Jay's first deployment as naval officer. After 10 years as an enlisted sailor, he'd finished his bachelor's degree and received his commission. The pier was crowded with sailors and civilian family members saying goodbye. The atmosphere was festive, even though the occasion was sad. I scanned the pier looking for Jay amid the chaos. It took less than 1 minute to pick him out of the sea of summer white uniforms. "There he is." The friend who was with me said, "How did you know it was him? They all look alike." Jay was hours from leaving on a 6-month deployment, one of the several we had been through in our years together. So I was more interested in catching up to him than I was in explaining why I recognized him in a crowd of officers dressed just like him. But here's the answer. When you look beyond the uniform, it's easy to find the person you love. I wasn't looking for a uniform or an insignia. I was looking for my sailor, and I found him easily by the way he carried himself. It was in the tilt of his head, the swagger in his step, and the ramrod straight posture of a man preparing for duty. Soldiers and sailors and their brethren are romantic heroes on the page because they embody those qualities we love and want in a partner: honor, integrity, loyalty, selflessness, courage. The fact that they also look hot in uniform is just an added bonus, but it's not the uniform that makes the man. It's the man or woman who makes the uniform. My sailor is my sailor, in or out of uniform, and he lives by the same sense of honor, whether he's on a ship in the middle of the Mediterranean Ocean or lying on the couch with our two little boys. He lives his life with the same passion and enthusiasm he serves his country with, and it's those qualities that make him not only a good naval officer, but a good husband and father. For this anthology, I wanted to go beyond the uniform and discover the men and women who dedicate their lives, or at least part of their lives, to the service of their country. I discovered stories that explored the many layers of military experience, from the excitement of special operations to the turmoil of war, the joy of reunions to the poignancy of loss. Whether it was the light-hearted side of lust on liberty, or the love that lasts long after a soldier is discharged. The authors, in Duty and Desire, did their literary duty in creating characters who live and love in and out of uniform. Regardless of length of service, the military changes a person forever. And these stories reflect that. Here you will find passion that overcomes obstacles and limitations, couples who are willing to do anything to be together, and love that lasts come hell or high water. Whether you have served in the military, loved someone who has, or simply admired those who do, these stories are for you, dear reader. I hope they touch your heart and inspire delicious patriotic fantasies. All is fair in love and war, but in Duty and Desire, love wins. Love always wins. Christina Wright, In Love in Hampton Roads, Virginia.